Gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we have to have our loins girt about us and our lamps burning and be like men waiting for the Master's return from a wedding. Our Lord makes very clear that we don't know when all these things are going to happen, and consequently, we have to be ready at all times. We're living in a time where people have gotten really sloppy. We've watered down the truth. We have decided that we don't really need to do this or that or the other thing. We don't need to believe all of these things, and on it goes. We fall into the trap of saying, well, everyone else is doing it, and so we have to fit in. When our Lord returns, when he calls us home, he's not going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, you fit in with everybody else. That was really great of you to be just like everyone else. That's not what he's going to say. He's giving us an opportunity that is quite profound right now to really make a choice, to be able to say, I will follow the Lord even if everyone else doesn't. I am going to be faithful even if the majority will not be. I'm going to do the will of God even if that is unpopular, even if it seems unacceptable. That's a real struggle for anyone. And it's going to leave us in a situation feeling pretty lonely, feeling isolated, feeling rejected, because the majority aren't going to want it. But that's where we have to make that decision. Do we want to be with the majority? Or do we want to be with Jesus? Never did Jesus tell us that we would be the majority. He called us a little flock. He called us a remnant. He never said that we're going to be the vast majority. Even if we can look at it and say Christianity in general, Catholicism in particular, yeah, in our country may have been the predominant religion, but that doesn't mean the majority actually lived it or followed it. So it's in a time like this that everyone needs to make a really deep and radical choice. Am I serious about following Jesus? Or do I want to fit in? Because as time continues to go along, and I think all of us can watch it and see it, it's becoming less and less acceptable to be a Catholic. And it's becoming less and less acceptable to be a Catholic even among Catholics. And by that, I don't mean just all those people who have abandoned the faith. I'm talking about bishops and priests. You're unacceptable if you're going to live the faith. And so again, we could look at it and say, but if the bishops and priests are doing this, that doesn't make it right. We know what the truth is, and we have an obligation to embrace it, even if others aren't. So what our Lord is telling us is that he's going to go away, and he's going to be long in coming. And what tends to happen is people start getting lazy and they start getting sloppy. And he's saying, we have a choice. We can become lazy and sloppy, or we can be like servants who are waiting for their master's return, like servants who are actually doing what they're supposed to do. Those are the options. Now we could say, well, the master's away, so the old cat's away, the mice will play, kind of thing. Or we can say, because the master's away, that requires even greater vigilance on my part. It's one thing to be able to say that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do just because I don't want to get in trouble, because I don't want the master to see that I'm doing something wrong and punish me. We're doing the right thing for the wrong reason if that's the case. We want to do the right thing for the right reason. We want to do the right thing because we want to serve our master. Our master is Jesus Christ. Why would we not want to serve him? It's a question of charity. He has already served us. He continues to serve us. As he made clear in the gospel reading, if we get to heaven, he is going to sit us at table and he is going to serve us. So the service on his part is already there. The question has to do with us. Are we willing to serve him? To serve him means to love him. So it doesn't just mean going through the motions. It doesn't mean doing the right thing just simply because it's the right thing to do. It means doing the right thing out of love, doing the right thing for the right reason, which is love of God, love of neighbor. That's what we have to be about. So that's the challenge. If we're going to look at what it is that our Lord has asked us to do, I mean, again, using the example that he has given in the gospel, we are his servants. His servants are supposed to be doing their job. Somebody has to be taking care of this or that or the other thing. What did he ask us to do? Love God and love neighbor. That's what we're looking at. Yeah, we're supposed to live moral lives. Yes, we're supposed to accept the truths of that our Lord has given us. But that's all the same. It's all love of God and love of neighbor. It's what it all comes down to. Our society says it's all about the self. If we're going to look out for the self, we're going to get lazy and we're going to get sloppy because it's all about me. And I don't want to do this or that or the other thing. Or I'll cut the corners. Or I can do what I want to do. No one can tell me any different. If we truly love someone, we want to serve that person. We want to do, in this case, we definitely want to do his will because his will is perfect. So it's not anything that's going to violate us. In fact, it is exactly what is going to fulfill us. So there is nothing negative for us, other than to die to ourself, which is a positive thing. So that's where we all have to look. Am I really willing to be that servant of the Lord who is going to be vigilant? Vigilance meaning, in this case, to be charitable, to truly love God and love neighbor as he has asked me to do. That's what the servant of the Lord has to be about. Doing the right thing for the right reason. Following all the teachings of the Lord. Following the moral teachings of the church. Because they're all the best. They're all the right thing. But again, we can do it just because we have to do it. It's the wrong reason. At least we're doing the right thing. But we want the right thing for the right reason. Do the right thing because you love the Lord. Do it for the Lord rather than for others. Die to self and live for him. That's what this whole thing really comes down to. That's what he has already done for us. It's what he continues to do for us. It's what he will do for us for eternity. Now we want to do that for him. We want to continue to do it for him, and we want to do it for him for all eternity.